time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, so thank you. Nice to be here on this gray but warm day. So yesterday, my movie partner and Jerry and I went to see, finally we ended up seeing two movies because I thought, well, there's one movie that I've been kind of avoiding, but I do want to make up my own mind about it. So I went to see, it's called Captain America, Brave New World. And it features Anthony Mackie as kind of the new Captain America. Maybe he's not so new, but the original Captain America is not doing that anymore. There's much to the whole Marvel universe, which I don't know and or I don't understand. And one of the things is what has happened to some of these well-known characters. They're not there, or they've evolved, or they've become different people. But I figured, honestly, I will just go and enjoy the movie, or not enjoy the movie, but at least watch it without having all the background that might be necessary to really understand what's going on. But in any event, Captain America is quite fun. I must admit, I liked it better than I thought I would. And one of the reasons why it was especially interesting for me is because it features Harrison Ford as a former nutso general who has become the president of the United States. And he has his whole background, which is you sort of get to know as the movie goes on. But he's clearly meant to be a character that nobody really very much likes. But he's determined to have turned a new leaf, and he will now be a good guy and do the right thing. But there's all kinds of other things at play that will screw up that plan. But it was just really nice to see Harrison Ford in a really popular movie. And he's still Harrison Ford, and he does his thing, and he does it very well. And he makes a good president. What can I say? I usually watch him on a TV show where he plays a psychiatrist, and he's excellent in that too. In any event, so he and Captain America, who don't very much like each other, develop a partnership because the president is trying to get a really important piece of legislation passed, and all kinds of things are going wrong. One of the very nice things about the movie, and I think about most Marvel movies, is the special effect. If you like special effects, this is where to go. And if you like special effects as well, go to a movie theater, because that's where you can really see in larger than life screens what it looks like. And this was a very fine special effects movie. It hasn't been doing terribly well at the box office, but I have a feeling that's because the people who typically go to Marvel movies are thinking, you know what, this is not great. It's not as good a Marvel movie as we were expecting. And although I think it made a whole lot of money to begin with, and then it sort of tapered off. Whereas I had, you know, really few, if any, expectations, except I hope I don't fall asleep through this. And in my perspective, it was fine. It was much going on. It's 2 hours. It's not one of these three and a half hour movies. And that's okay. And I honestly did not find myself falling asleep even once, which I frequently do. It's something about those movie chairs. And this particular film is in the Atmos Lux Theater of the Maison de Cinema, where the chairs are incredibly comfortable. The sound is amazing. The picture is amazing. So it was really fun to watch for me. And even without really much of a background at all in Marvel, a little bit. I mean, I know something about the history, but probably not enough. However, I would say, whether you know anything about the Marvel universe or if you just like big splashy movies on a big screen, then this is one that you should probably go and see. The acting is good again. Harrison Ford is excellent. Anthony Mackie, who plays the new Captain America, is good. He has wings. He has kind of a costume with giant wings, and he has a sidekick who he's and there's a little flying character. Anyway, it was like, okay, this is fun. This is an entertaining movie, even if you have no real background in Marvel movies. So I would frankly recommend it. The other movie, however, that I didn't go to see because I wasn't terribly interested, and also Jerry had said, oh, I will go see that one. And it happened to be at essentially the same time, so it worked out very well. It was called The Monkey, and it's based on a Stephen King short story. Jerry is a big Stephen King fan. He was familiar with the monkey story that Stephen King wrote some while ago, but he ended up hating this movie. And that's a strong condemnation for him, because it says he really does like almost anything that Stephen King does. And this was a Stephen King movie, and he was like, ooh, I don't like this. The Rotten Tomatoes website, which I often go to see what is the aggregate of reviews, both from regular audience members and actual reviewers. And it got way better reviews than I would have thought from Jerry's opinion. It was actually 78% of professional reviewers gave it a high score. So it became what they call certified fresh tomato meter. And regular audience members, yeah, less so, 60%. But Jerry, I think if Jerry had been given a chance to give it a rating, he would have given it like a D-. He said that everything was terrible. He said the story was bad, the acting was bad, there was nothing good about it. And I was like, wow, high criticism from you, especially for a Stephen King story. It's considered a horror comedy. And we've seen horror comedies in the past, and often they are, you know, they're horrific, but they're also funny. And this one, most people who watched it kind of got that. But again, Jerry, maybe Jerry's just having a bad day, but he said, no, I definitely would absolutely not recommend this movie. I'll just quickly read it. Critics' consensus, it says, cruelly clever with some unforgettably gory set pieces. Okay, so that's why I didn't go and see it. In any event, those were the two movies that we saw this week. There are, of course, being the Maison de Cinema, there's many other movies playing, and there's two children's movies which I think would be quite fun. The one that I actually almost went to see was a Paddington in Peru. I like the Paddington movies, and they're just charming. I thought I could do with a little bit of charming movie, but finally didn't. I went to see the big splashy Captain America instead. So not much more to say this week. There are a few new movies coming down the pike, and that will begin on a week Friday. Some are probably excellent, but I will actually be able, of course, to tell you more when I go see them more, or at the very least read more about them. I should mention I made a mistake last time. I did not check the previews very carefully for the Maison de Cinema, and it had simply said that the Brutalist was playing. And then I discovered, okay, but it turns out it's only playing in French. And I figured, it's a very long, kind of serious movie, and I don't think I can deal with it for three and a half, close to 4 hours. And I discovered, oh, okay, good. There's an intermission, which made it palatable. And then I said, now I'm ready to go and see it. And darn, it's not available in English. So I'm hoping that sometime between now and, sometime in the next month or two, it will be available on one of the streaming services, because then I will go and see it in the comfort of my living room. I think that's about it for this week.
Okay. So. Well, thanks, Melanie, and have a great week. Melanie Cutting for Back to the Movies.